Austin, Texas is full of musicians, so folks are kind of choosy about who they go to hear. Austin's best-kept secret is singer Toni Price. Every Tuesday, she plays Happy Hour at the Continental Club. NPR's John Burnett reports that it's become such a scene, it is now called the Hippie Hour.
Every week, without fail, it happens. Something like a holiness revival and a Harley rally and a fish concert and an Appalachian wedding party. By the time Toni Price sashays on stage around 6:30 at Austin's venerable Continental Club, the place is standing room only with a line snaking out the door.
Whatever happened to the way things used to be? I was so good to you, you were good to me. But those days are long gone, and I'm singing a sad song. I'm howling in the moonlight, 'cause all we do is fight. Like cats and dogs, cats and dogs. Like cats and dogs.
Ooh-hoo. Eyes closed, head thrown back, her arms curling overhead, Price looks like a sultry Hindu goddess. On stage, she sips Tennessee whiskey and flashes her arm tattoos, a Mayan snake, and a heart bearing the name Keith, as in Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones. He's no ex, she's just a fan. Price will not let the Hippie Hour be recorded, but it usually sounds something like this, which is from a live album she recorded in a West Texas bar several years ago.
Send that out to Della tonight.
Last call, folks. For Toni Price, Tuesdays at the Continental are like a much-anticipated weekly tryst.
Always I approach it like making love, and we always get there together. I want to delight my partner each time with something new or something old that I know they like or whatever. It's a ritual. It's a weekly ritual, and people need rituals like that.
Call of my heart, calling me home, taking my hand and leading me back where I belong. It's been too long that I've been gone. Gotta make a new start, 'cause the call of my heart is calling me home.
Her music is hard to categorize. She dwells at the crossroads of bluegrass, blues, rockabilly, and R&B, with occasional detours to Billie Holiday and Django Reinhardt. She only sings. She doesn't compose or play an instrument, but her fans say she has the ability to own a song as if it were hers.
Ooh-wee, I love you. I wanna say sweet things to you till you say I've said enough. I wanna stay right by your side when a going gets tough. I wanna mend your broken heart till you say that hurt is gone. I wanna stay with you always so that you won't be alone. I wanna do everything for you, 'cause that's all that a woman can do, and she loves a man like I love you, and I love you.
Toni Price grew up in Nashville, where she recorded country and western singles. She paid her dues with cover bands like Mel and the Party Hats that toured the South playing frat houses. In 1989, frustrated by the rigid Nashville music industry, she accepted an invitation to visit Austin to play the South by Southwest Music Festival.
The people just responded so lovingly that I just said, well, that's it. You know where I belong.
She says when she made Austin home, a friend gave her two pieces of advice.
He said, stay out of a dry creek bed. If you hear thunder, get out and go find Champ Hood.
She did both.
Champ Hood.
Guitarist and fiddler Champ Hood, already something of an Austin legend, became Price's longtime accompanist. Last November, he died of cancer. Close friends wonder if losing him will change her music somehow. Price says simply, even Champ would say the show must go on. And it has. The last recording she made with him, Midnight Pumpkin, is her fifth and most popular CD.
Lover to lover, heart to heart. Try to take what's real and leave what's not. Don't waste time on love if love ain't true.
In the town that launched Jimmy and Stevie Ray Vaughan, Lyle Lovett, Nancy Griffith, Marsha Ball, and other nationally recognized talents, Austin music lovers say Tony Price has got it. But does the 40-year-old singer want it? Beyond infrequent appearances in Houston or Dallas or an occasional music festival, Price is notorious for being a homegirl. She's protective of her privacy, her laid-back South Austin lifestyle, and her relationship with her 7-year-old daughter, Della. She says people email her all the time from as far away as Europe asking when she's playing their town, and she has to reply, not now.
My oldest is 20, but I traveled a whole lot when my oldest was little and kind of missed, you know, some of those things that I'm getting to cherish now with my little one. I have a sweet situation here. I don't have to go anywhere. People come and see me, and I'm so, so lucky. I love my job.
And why wouldn't she? Price packs the house every week with rapturous fans.
Adrian, hey, come here. I want to tell you something.
A young woman named Adrian in a tiara and glittered eyelids glides through the crowd, sticking little adhesive stars on anyone within range.
You are a blue star.
Oh, man, doesn't get much better than that, baby.
Happy Tuesday.
That's the communal greeting between regulars. They come like Southern Baptists to a Sunday sermon. A couple of years ago, the local newspaper described it as the cult of Tony. Adrian says she's been coming to hear Price every week for 7 years.
Every song that she sings immediately goes to your soul, and it speaks a soul language. And to me, it's addicting. You're in just total ecstasy when you're hearing her music, or at least I am.
Will the price of oil went to hell? This town dried up like a desert well. No one left anymore but a few old men.
I love having her be our backyard Madonna.
Music journalist Margaret Moser of the Austin Chronicle has written about the local music scene for 26 years.
She makes Austin a pleasure to live in. She makes Austin's musical reputation worth it. She is Texas gold.
My favorite thing someone says to, like, one of my friends is, well, why isn't she famous? And I love when they say that, because that means they think maybe I'm good enough to be famous, you know, but to me, famous is, it looks like a lot of work to me. You have to work to get it and keep it, and a lot of people depend on you to get it and keep it, and it's a lot of pressure. And I just don't want that. You know, people used to think I was not ambitious or whatever, but it's not that. I'm very ambitious about making great music.
After her daughter has grown, she says she'll probably hit the road. But for the time being, if you want to see Tony Price, you'll have to come to the Continental Club and get in line. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
To hear more on The Toast of Austin, visit npr.org.